9:17 at WTAD. I'm Jim Dewey, along with Kelsey Dieners, the assistant director of the district, and Sue Schwartz, the owner of District Design. And they are here to join me on the Mary Griffith Show, brought to you each and every morning by Hilbing Auto Body. We thank them for sponsoring this morning's show. If it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. All right, we have the Crisp Kendall Market at the historic Dick Brothers Brewery coming up this weekend. It starts, in fact, Friday night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. We're kicking off tomorrow night from 5 to 8. It's our special preview party. So if you want to get first look at what all of our vendors have to offer, you can come on out. We're going to have some live entertainment, and it's going to be a great night.
So the vendors will be set up tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. They'll be ready to go. They're going to be in place. So it's a $10 cover tomorrow night. But with your ticket, it also gets you in on Saturday and Sunday if
okay.
you want to come back. And then Saturday, the times are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday it's
3 a.m.
So we've got great vendors that are ready to help you start your holiday shopping.
All right. Well, let's talk about tomorrow night, first of all. Then what's happening tomorrow night?
So tomorrow night for our preview party, we've got a whole lot of fun things going on. We're going to start with the 51st individuals in the door who are 21 years of age or older are going to get a free drink from our bar, so you can walk around and shop. We're also going to have a Crisp Kendall prize package with some goodies from both Dick Brothers Brewery and the new Quincy Brewing Company that we're going to be giving away. And then we've got Sarah Bourne on the harp for the first half of the evening, and then a duo called St. Valentine will be playing for the second half of the evening. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff.
Right. And for the shoppers, it's the chance to get that best selection. A lot of our specialty vendors make maybe one or two of an item, and once that's gone, it's gone, yeah.
Well, Sue, tell me about the vendors. Who are they? Not necessarily specifically, but what are we going to see?
I think we have a well-rounded market this year. We have anything from artisan jewelry makers. We have vendors who have made Christmas decorations with repurposed materials that they've salvaged off of local farms in the area.
Oh, cool.
We have, good old food items that appeals to everyone. Mm. A lot of this, like I said, is just made here locally in Quincy or in the area. We have clothing, boutique vendors, and some of them don't have a brick-and-mortar store. They rely on shows to get their product out to their customers.
So we're looking at, you said, handmade items. These are not things that you're going to go out and find in the store somewhere.
No.
Unless it's something somebody found in the store and remade it into something else.
Yeah, most of their base materials are things that maybe a wreath, and they put their own spin
sure.
on it, and they added motifs to that wreath that are popular, trendy right now. Like I said, personally been out to some farms, grabbed some corrugated zinc, old door panels, old shutters, then turn those into
items. It's amazing what people see in some of these items when you go and pick this item and you see something in your head and say that will work for, and you totally transform. Like you said, an old door or an old window frame or just about anything.
Yeah. And it just makes it, I guess, more unique. Like I said, you
sure.
put it in your house or on your front porch, and it's like you won't see another one down the block. Yeah.
That's the other benefit. So tickets available at the door then? Are they
absolutely. We have tickets on sale on the districtquincy.com for Friday night. So you can buy those online in advance. But Saturday and Sunday, it's $3 at the door. Kids 12 and under get in free. And we do have a special surprise for them on Saturday and Sunday for the kiddos. Santa's coming. He's going to be there from 12:30 to 2:30.
An early visit from St. Nick?
Yeah, you want to get those requests in early, right?
All right. So, and they'll be doing photos?
Absolutely, yep.
Is that something that they'll need, I imagine, that is that free or is there a charge for that?
Santa's free. Once you're in the door, you can come and see Santa and give him your letters or tell him what you'd like and get that picture for the Christmas card.
All right.
And then, of course, the Crisp Kendall Market wouldn't be complete without German food and
beverages. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That will be available during the market, too.
What kind of food?
Oh, we've got a good lineup.
My interest.
Yeah. So we'll have things like German stew and potato salad. We've got brats. I know there's going to be apple streusel, and it's a whole array of German goodies for you, as well as a bar, so you can have a cocktail while you walk through the market.
All right. And again, Saturday and Sunday especially are open to kids, especially with Santa Claus coming. When you look at the vendors, are these items then that are going to be geared toward all ages? Will there be, going from the stocking stuffer to the kids' toys to something for
Mom and
Dad? Exactly.
We wanted to have a real good mix of vendors, so you could find something for a baby, a toddler, all the way up to someone that may think, I have everything that I need to decorate, or as a unique gift, you can find that item for someone that might be a little bit hard on your list to shop for.
One of the things we talk about, especially this time of year, is, like a hostess gift. You're going to a party, or you're going next week, 2 weeks, I guess, to a Thanksgiving dinner. And you've been invited. You didn't have to do any of the work. It's nice to bring a gift. This sounds like a great place to find something like that.
Exactly. You could, like I said, find a little gift or stocking stuffer or something for Secret Santa. And then there's also different types of, like, baskets, some that have been made, or wooden totes from people. And then that way you could put all of those, smaller priced items into a basket and make a big wow gift if you
there
wanted
you
to
go.
Do that.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. So Chris Kindle, which is a German tradition, is that right?
It is, yeah, and I think that's why our market's so unique to Quincy, and I think we just have the coolest location at Dick Brothers Brewery at 9th and York. It's just, when you walk in, you just kind of feel the history all around you. They've got the stock house already, so we'll have three different rooms filled with vendors this year. But yeah, I think you just really get that fun, traditional feel. It's a great place.
Yeah. We have a lot of customers that come in, shoppers. The wife, gets her a glass of wine or a cocktail. She shops, and then her husband will get a beer, and he'll look at all of the historic ambiance in the building and kind of, strike up a conversation with somebody else about, hey, isn't that cool? I wonder what that was used for. And we're just really thrilled to have it at the Dick Brothers Brewery.
Yeah, and that's a neat building. It's just been in the last few years that people have restored it and brought it back into use for events like this.
Yeah, and that's a huge part of, we love having them in the district. They're just such a great part, and we're thrilled that it's taking off and they're continuing to expand, and I know they have plans to not stop. The renovations will continue.
Yeah. You've got the Chris Kindle Market, and of course the district has a number of other events throughout the holiday season. One of the big ones would be the Shop Local Saturday.
Absolutely. So this is a great way to start shopping local for the season. I think it kind of gets people in that mindset. We'll have a lot of downtown retailers who are coming to the market this weekend. And then we really encourage people to continue on. So Shop Local Saturday is November 30th. And that's the day where we remind people the importance of shopping local. And I think Sue could probably speak to that as a downtown retailer.
Yeah, it is a phenomenal day for the store. We see a lot of ladies, that's their, women's day out where they get to shop, and families. And then too, if you've got some relatives coming in town during the Thanksgiving weekend, this is a great event to, get out and showcase Quincy and what the unique stores that are downtown.
And as I recall, the district kind of makes a party out of it too.
Oh yeah, well we've got your activities covered for the day, because after you finish shopping locally, you can come back down to Washington Park, and we're going to light the park for Christmas. Santa will be there. We're going to flip the switch and showcase all of our new beautiful Christmas lights.
So that's all on November 30th, yes. Saturday, November 30th. So all of that going on. You've already got, of course, the park has been painted blue year-round. That's kind of nice, because I drive in early in the morning, and it really is kind of neat to see.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're continuing to expand this year. We're still fundraising, and we've got some new exciting things that you can come down and see in Washington Park this season.
We'll have to come down on Saturday the 30th to
see
it.
Absolutely.
Although it will still be around
It'll be around for the season, yeah. And we'll have Thursday night events between Thanksgiving and Christmas as well.
Yeah, Thursday night events. I'm also thinking about that you do on a regular basis. So, again, let's hit the highlights coming up this weekend, 5 o'clock Friday night until 8, the exclusive preview party. Are there limits to how many people can come? You've talked about there are tickets available online. They can get them at the door as well. But do you have do you need a head count, or do you cut it off at a certain point?
We won't cut it off at a certain point unless it's so wall-to-wall that we just can't get anyone else in the door. But the first 50 will get that free drink.
All right.
So that's the
you want to get there early.
Yep.
Get in line and to visit that. And, of course, you'll be able to start shopping those booths Friday night and get first pick of some of these really, as Sue said, unique items.
Right, very unique items. We actually have a jewelry maker that will sit there and be making some items while you shop her booth, so maybe you could put a little, you know, special, you know, spin on something that you want made. And,
right.
And like I said, some of the retailers, like I said, just really go all out for this market. Some of our downtown people stores have held back certain items that will be showcased at the market on Friday night.
And how many vendors are there now?
We have 40 vendors.
40?
Yeah. We had several from last year that came back and asked for a double booth. And then of the 40, 13 are brand new to the Chris Kendall Market. So
wonderful.
It's one that's really growing. And we have a waiting list.
Yeah, people are
growing too.
People are still calling. So if you are interested in next year's vendor space, go ahead and email us at info@thedistrictquincy.com, and we'll make sure you get that information next year.
And, of course, if you want any more information on what's going on in the district, you can visit the website, thedistrictquincy.com. You can get more information about all of these events. Don't forget, kids, tell your mom and dad Santa is going to be there from 12:30 to 2:30, both Saturday and Sunday. Just $3 a person to get in. And then while mom and dad are shopping, well, you want mom or dad to stay with the kids. While mom is shopping, dad takes the kids.
Nice.
As someone who has played the old man on occasion, we need a parent.
We do, yes.
But anyway, thank you both. Kelsey Dieters, the assistant director of the district, Sue Schwartz, owner of District Design, and obviously a member of the district board, one of the harder working members this week, at least.
Absolutely.
We thank you both for coming in and look forward to Chris Kendall and all of the other events that are coming up this month and next month.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, 9:34 WTAD, and we do have sunshine as promised right now, about 34 degrees. That may just be as warm as it gets today. My guest now is Jim Chamberlain. He is the CEO of the Quincy Family YMCA. I'm Jim Dewey, once again in for Mary Griffith on the Mary Griffith Show. And a number of things to talk about. The first one we want to talk about is the Turkey Run. And you were showing me some pictures. I mean, I've been hearing about the Turkey Run ever since it started, been promoting it and talking about it. I'm not a runner. And I don't like getting up early on days I don't have to.
Understand.
Although usually I'm in here working Thanksgiving morning anyway. But you showed me a picture. I can't believe that many people come out on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
3,000, you said, last year?
Absolutely, yep. This is actually our 40th anniversary. So it's a big anniversary for us. And we get 3,000 people coming out Thanksgiving morning. And to your point, I would say a significant portion of those are not runners.
Right.
And they just come for the atmosphere, for the energy, to do something healthy. Kind of makes you not feel as guilty if you stuff your face a little bit later in the day.
Well, yeah, in the picture you show from the back of the crowd, there are people with dogs. You've got folks who might even be handicapped in a wheelchair that might
absolutely
go the route.
Yeah, there's quite a few strollers. Actually, I did it with my wife last year, and we had our stroller with our kids. So there'll be quite a few walkers, strollers,
wheelchairs. Families come out and do this.
It really is a family tradition, a Thanksgiving tradition.
All right, so people need to sign up in advance?
Yes, they do. So today is actually the early sign-up deadline. So if you want to be guaranteed one of our great shirts, today is the day in order to ensure you get it. The other thing is, after today, you miss the early registration discount, so the price goes up slightly.
Price goes up, all right.
So we're actually having a sign-up party today at the Y. We have some popcorn and some other things planned. We're going to have a flood of people coming in. You can register online. You can go to our website at quincyymca.net. You can give us a call or swing in by the Y and have some popcorn and enjoy the Enjoy the party.
All right. Well, what's the cost?
So the cost for an individual is $30.
That's if they do it by today.
That is if they do it by today. Right. Yep. The price then goes up $10, so it'll be $40 starting tomorrow. And then for a family, you can run as a family. So the family is a group up to four people, and mm-hmm. you can get that for $60.
Okay.
So you can do an individual for $30, a family for $60, and again, that goes up $10 starting tomorrow. So make sure you get in today, get your registration in today.
All right. That's the Turkey Run. Other events coming up, the youth basketball. It's that time of year again.
It is, yeah.
It's the season.
It sure is. So we're really excited. We love our kids. We love our kids' sports, our kids' activities. And youth basketball is the next big one now. So registration's open. We get a huge population of kids coming in. So we're very excited. Anywhere from pre-K up to about 6 years old. Or I'm sorry, sixth grade, not 6 years old. That wouldn't be a very, very big range.
Yeah.
But it's really just a fun atmosphere. Our goal with the basketball program, we're not teaching kids how to be NBA players. We're teaching them fundamentals, but we're also teaching them leadership. We're teaching them sportsmanship, respect, how to show up on time, how to give high fives and take care of your teammates and mm-hmm. pass the ball.
How to be a team member.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And those are things that translate into school, into the home life, eventually the workforce. And one of the good things, too, it gets kids up Saturday mornings. All the games are played on Saturday mornings. So it gets kids up, gets them a healthy activity, and they look forward to it. They just love it.
When are practices?
Practices will be defined. So the way we do it is you register and you'll get placed on a team. This is a basketball league. And then the coach will coordinate practices.
Okay.
So we will have all the teams mm-hmm. by about mid-December. And then there'll be some time for practices that your coach will get in touch with you. And then January, about mid-January is when the games start. And like I mentioned for Turkey Run, even if you're not a runner, it's still targeted for you.
Sure.
There's still things for you. It's the same thing with basketball. A lot of these kids, some of them have never played basketball. They've never played sports in their life. But again, it's not about whether they're a basketball player, whether they're an athlete. It's about getting them healthy, getting them engaged.
Learning those other skills besides
exactly right.
dribbling, shooting, and passing.
Yep, that's exactly right. So we look forward to this every year, and we're very excited about this year.
Yeah. You have all the coaches you need? Are you recruiting more coaches?
So we are always looking for good coaches. Coaches that are passionate about kids, but also one of the most important aspects of coaching, especially with these kids, you don't have to know a lot about basketball. You have to be able to work with kids and really teach them good morals, good values.
Mm-hmm.
We really promote the values of the Y through this program, through all of our youth programs. So that's really the big thing. If you're interested, you say, hey, I don't know if I know enough about the game, you'll be able to help and work with these kids. So if you are interested in coaching, I mean, whether you have a kid or a grandkid playing, feel free to reach out to us. We'd welcome any help we can get.
Co-educational teams, or are they divided, boys and girls?
They are. That's a good question. We have quite a few girls that play as well. So we don't allow full teams per se to come in, but we do have quite a few girls and boys playing, and it was the same thing for baseball and football as well.
Sure. Okay. So. Mind, body, spirit. Now, this is something new you've got going at the Y.
This is something that we've been talking about, and I'm personally very excited about it. And I want to give a shout out to Johanna Voss and Beth Hilbing, who had really planned this. This is really tying in multiple aspects of wellness. So, I mean, a lot of people think of the Y. They think, hey, there's a gym, there's a pool, there's a wellness center. I can go in and work out. That's great, but what are we doing to capture and help people grow the other aspects of wellness, specifically the spirit side of it? So this mind-body-spirit class is actually a combination of workout and Bible study. This first one that we're doing is targeted towards women. We had our first one actually yesterday and had a very good
mm-hmm.
turnout. We're having one more in December, and then we'll be looking to put that in the regular rotation for planning. But everyone's so busy nowadays. I mean, what better way to combine two things? You can come in, get your exercise in, get a Bible study, and really just build that support network. So we're really excited about some... just a new tweak, a new way to look at wellness, and how are we really helping people with what matters.
Okay, second Wednesday of the month, 10 o'clock, child care available. And registration encouraged but not required. So that's
yep.
You know,
absolutely.
Might be something that you think of.
And this is a free class as well. So that's why, from a registration standpoint, it's not required. We have space. To be honest, I would love to pack that space to the point where we got to find a bigger room. But But we're excited for this
for,
to take
for
off.
Members and non-members?
Yep, for members and non-members.
Free for everybody.
Yep, come on in and try it out.
And you always offer cookies with Santa Claus. This is coming up on Sunday, December 8th. Free for Y members, $7 for non-members. What's that all about?
So really, this is our Christmas celebration. And again, we love our kids, we love our family. So we bring in Santa. He makes a special stop here at the Y in Quincy, which we're very excited about. So really, it's a time to get your picture with Santa, get to tell him what you want for Christmas, get some cookies, have some fun activities, and really just, again, the weather's starting to get colder. Get out of the house. Have a fun family activity. Make some memories with your kids.
Some of the activities, decorating cookies and a hot chocolate bar and making reindeer food.
I mean, who doesn't want to come do that? That just sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it looks like a good one to me. And that, again, is on Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 3. You can find more about the YMCA at quincyymca.net on any of these events that are going on and on a couple of other things we're going to get to here in just a moment. We'll talk about support for the Y and some mission work coming up. 9:45 at WTAD, sunshine, 34 degrees. I'm Jim Dewey, one more time in for Mary Griffith, and my guest this morning, Jim Chamberlain. He is the CEO of the Quincy Family YMCA. We're talking about a lot of things going on today, and one thing we want to bring up right now is an event that you're working on with the Croc Center that is just about to wrap up.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is it's a really great collaborative effort, and it's truly a community-wide collaboration. It's the Action Program. So the Action Program, this is the second year, and it's been a wild success. I mean, we bring people from and organizations and sponsors from all over the community. The sole intent is to help the people of Adams County become healthier. So Adams County was listed as the most obese county in the state of Illinois.
I remember that, yeah.
And that's not something we want to be known for. Essentially, we came together and said, what can we do to help change that and change that trend and get people healthier, get them more active, and really just help to build the community here in Adams County? And this action program is the result. So we're on year two, and this Friday, so actually tomorrow night, it concludes. This is the last week of the program. It's been a wild success. I mean, we're seeing people's lives transformed. They're healthier. They have more energy, and they're coming in on a consistent basis and getting exercise. But they're also getting that community aspect. So there's seminars that they can go to on a weekly basis. There's cooking information and cooking training they can go to. We were very fortunate to have Ryan Hootmacher partner with us, and he's been providing information. He came in actually for the kickoff. So tomorrow night is tomorrow night's the grand finale. It is at 6 p.m. at the Croc Center. So even if you're not an action participant, if you're just curious what it's all about,
program? Yeah.
Because as we start to plan for it next year, it's been a wild success, so we'd love to hear any feedback, any ideas. But, again, it's just a great example of the community coming together for the benefit of the individuals here in Adams County.
All right. You're doing some mission work at the YMCA, giving back.
Yeah. So, really, as we take a look at, I mean, what is the goal of the YMCA? Why are we in existence? And we really are a community center. We're here to serve the needs of the community. So the YMCA is one of, if not the largest nonprofit in the country. So it is it's a massive organization, but it's also a global organization. It actually started in England.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, one of the things I love about the Y is we have a federated organization, which means that our YMCA here in Quincy, Illinois, serves the needs of Quincy, Illinois. It's not a franchise where we have to follow the model of what the National Y is doing. we get to say, hey, what are the needs here in Quincy? And we also have Wise in Mount Sterling and Barrie. So what are the needs in our tri-county area? And how do we address those? They are not the same needs that Chicago has or that New York has. So how do we really focus on the needs here? And one of the big things that we're focusing on and we've already started implementing is we have to focus on giving back to the community. So we're not just a center where people can come and work out. We're a movement where we're really working to bring the community together. In order to do that, we have to get out of our own walls. So I'm taking our leadership team on a monthly basis, and we're going to start giving back directly to the community. We actually had our first one. We went and served at Horizons on Monday of this week. And just a good reminder mm-hmm. of what we're doing and why we're doing it. We're not here just to say, hey, come on in and work out and go swim or play basketball. That's not what we're about. We have those facilities, but it's what we do with those facilities to reach people. So we are planning some activities, some big, some small, but really it can be, I mean, giving back to individuals. If there's someone that really needs help and needs support, we can go and help them and start to mobilize our staff, our board, and really our members. So we're going to look for big things next year, giving back to the community.
So, and this also then gets you an opportunity to meet the people that these other organizations are working with.
That's
and,
exactly
and
right.
bring your message. Bring your whatever it is that you need to share, whether, you know, we have these meetings going on, we have these things available.
Yep. And I will say the intent behind this is not to try to grow our membership or solicit anything. It's truly just to say, hey, we need to take a step back from our day-to-day of running an operation to focus on why we're here and really trying to meet those needs in the community.
All right. And, of course, part of that is your annual support campaign, which
yes.
is underway.
That is underway, yes. So we chose to do it in the fourth quarter this year. So it kind of ties in with year-end giving. But our annual support campaign is really a critical element to our ability to serve the needs in the community, to keep our services affordable for people, and also to make sure that we say very proudly that no one at the Y is turned away due to inability to pay. So we have scholarships available of various scale based on the individual circumstance and individual situation. But we really try to say, The Y has a lot to offer, and we want to make sure that everyone has access to the services, but also to the community. One of the things I love is every morning going in our adult lounge, and there's coffee in there all day, every day. But just the group of people that get together and just go and visit with them. People that come after a class mm-hmm. and they go have coffee and just go socialize. Mm-hmm. Just the relationships, it's so much deeper than, hey, come play basketball or come try an exercise class. It's the relationships and the connections that happen through that. And sometimes you don't even realize it's happening. But that's some of the key to, again, living a well-balanced and healthy lifestyle.
Sure. I know you've sent out letters to members.
Yep.
Got mine the other day.
Okay.
but what other ways can people, if they are interested in contributing, is the best maybe to hit the website first? Or?
You can hit the website. You can give us a call. I mean, those are probably the two best ways. We have sent out some letters. There's some more letters coming out. So the financial support of the Quincy and Adams County community is just it's amazing. I mean, this community is so giving, so caring, and really gets behind people and organizations that are making a difference in the community. So really that's why we're here, is to make that difference. So we just ask if you're able to, if you have the means to, if you would consider us in your giving. We really appreciate it because that enables us to do more and more for the community. So and I guess along that note, if you're interested, we always have volunteer opportunities. So even from a non-financial,
yeah.
there's other ways of giving back as well. So we
mentioned earlier lots of coaching opportunities.
Lots of coaching. Yep.
Some of those events will need referees or even wranglers.
Well said. Absolutely.
Just a couple minutes left. Let's go back and remind folks that time is running out. To save money if you're wanting to be a part of the turkey run.
Yes, absolutely. Today is the day. So today is the day for early registration. Or if you want a guaranteed shirt. So if you don't get your registration in today and it doesn't get in until tomorrow, you're not guaranteed a shirt and you'll have to pay more. So I know no one likes spending more money than they have to. So
yeah, save $10, get not a free T-shirt, but T-shirt is part of the
package of
the run.
Yeah.
At what time is the run then on Thanksgiving Day?
So the run starts at 8 a.m. and we space it out based on the different runs. So with that run, we have a 10K run, a 5K run, a 1K, let me make sure I get all these right, a 1K fun run, and then, we have a lot of different options.
Well, you have a walking option.
The walking option and then the swim as well. And not many people know about the swim.
Yeah.
But we get people every year that come in and they're not able to walk or they're not able to run, so they come in and swim. So.
And they go for distance or just time? Or?
Both. They go a certain distance, but it's and they do get timed. So, there's 3,000 people out in the parking lot, mm-hmm. on Main Street, waiting for the kickoff. It's just a fun atmosphere. It's lively. It's energetic. I mean, what better way to kick off Thanksgiving? Go out and get some exercise. Be part of a really huge community event. And then go with your family. And
get done with that, and then you go home and watch a parade, and then go out and maybe donate some time at one of the local Thanksgiving dinners.
Yes, absolutely.
Make a total family event.
Yeah. We like to say, run the race before you stuff your face. So.
There you go. And, again, the youth basketball is coming up, the mind, body, spirit, the Christmas, all of that. People can find out more. It's the Quincy Family YMCA, and it's, let me get this right, QuincyYMCA.net.
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Whether you're a member or not, a lot of these things available to you and to your family. And Jim Chamberlain, we thank you very much for joining us today, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you.
That is Mary Griffith's show for Thursday. On Friday, we are going to do this all again. Stacy Nicholas from the Douglas Community Services in Hannibal will be one of my guests tomorrow. We'll find out about a number of the things that Stacy is involved in that are helping social services for the folks on the Missouri side of the river.